with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. After a tremendous run as a youth, varsity assistant, and head coach of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team, Kenny Lundquist is calling it quits. Because he can't stay away from the sport, Coach Lundquist will likely stay around in some capacity within the softball program. But as he tells fans on Wednesday, it's just time to step away from the head coaching spot.
You know, it was a very, very difficult decision. I don't know if it was the great timing, but it was probably the best timing for me. The seniors last year, we had 9 seniors, and I had coached them in the summertime since they were U12, and I made my commitment to myself that I would stay at least through their senior years. And even after they graduated this spring, I created new bonds with the younger kids, and there is some great talent down below, 9th, 10th graders, even middle school. And it made it more difficult that I was talking myself into staying in the conversations I had with Trent, and Trent was phenomenal during the process, and he made me think about things differently and made me think maybe I should stay. And, you know, he gave me another month after our last conversation before I let him know that I was going to step down, that I thought about it in that last month, and I just weighed all the pros and cons, and it made sense to me where I'm at in my life. I can't give 100% come springtime. I can't be there every single day and every minute that I need to be, and it wouldn't be fair to the girls or the other coaches. So it was a difficult decision, but it was the right decision.
And it's become increasingly tougher for Coach Lundquist just having his own realty business with any Edina Realty here in Hastings, his love for travel, and being a father and a grandfather.
Yeah, I do. I mean, real estate is one of them. Being a realtor, it's you work everybody else's time, not yours. And, you know, there's a lot of flexibility, and that's why I was able to coach. But when you get to the point where it becomes busy, you're spending 4 hours a day minimum at the practice, and then that doesn't come include a game, and you add a game in there, now you're into 6 hours. And, you know, you've got people that want to go see houses, or you want people that come look at their houses. And, you know, I had to partner with another agent during the softball season because it was so busy, and I couldn't let the clients down as far as my business goes, and I also had to be there for the girls. So it did get to a point where that had a big impact on my decision, the work part of it. And then I do love to travel. I mean, that's one thing I've always enjoyed. If I can get away or find a good deal, or it doesn't matter if it's 60 miles away or anywhere in the States, or it doesn't really matter. I really enjoy that part of it. When you are, if I have a full commitment job and you add the softball to it, there's only so many days, so many times, so many hours in a day, and it became difficult to continue on with softball.
Coach Lundquist with a couple of his fondest memories as Raider coach.
Wow, there are so many of them. You know, the biggest one is I got the opportunity to coach my daughter at the high school level, and it was her senior year when that's when it all started, and Dean Robinson needed an assistant, and I had been coaching through the youth levels and all the way up to U18, and he had asked me if I wanted to come help him, and I had coached with Dean in the summertime before at the higher level on the club level, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to. That's kind of where it morphed into the start of that softball coaching career at the high school. But I'd have to see it being able to spend that extra time with my daughter, because you can never get that time back with your kids. Time moves on, and it was a great experience. I absolutely loved it. The second one, or maybe the top one, sorry Haley, was winning the state championship, which he was part of. And although I didn't coach that team, I did help out from time to time. I coached a lot of those kids on that team during the summertime. And as you know, Tuck, that experience, you were there. You were down in Mankato. You were part of that drive back and the bus ride and, you know, the fire trucks and going through the town. It was an experience that you'll never forget. It's, and those memories will always stay with me. And I could tell you probably 50 other stories that I really enjoyed. And there's so many great kids, that girls that came through the program that, you know, I still check in and see how they're doing, and following them as they get older and the path they take is experiences that you can't get back. I loved everything about it.
Coach Lundquist's advice for whoever the next head coach of this Hastings girls softball team may be?
The biggest advice I got was from Dean Robinson was it's about the girls, and it's always about the girls. Parents are great, and some are becoming more challenging at times, and if you can just stay focused and it's about the girls and nothing else, that makes it well worth it, because what the kids feel and what they want is different than what other people want. And if you can build that relationship and understand them and get to know them, you make them better players, you make them better people, and keep your focus on them, and that's what it's truly all about.
That was now former Hastings girls softball coach Ken Lundquist. Stay tuned to KDWA Sports for more on who the Raiders may hire as their new head girls softball coach. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.